I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department is urging American citizens to leave Haiti. Gangs have seized power in much of the country, and fuel shortages are choking hospitals, schools, and banks. World Concern has designated this week as a week to pray for Haiti. President of World Concern Nick Archer says the situation gets worse every day, and many Haitians see this as some of the worst times in living memory.
We're also seeing it through the eyes of our own staff. All our staff, our local staff, are all Haitian. We have no expatriates in the country. So we see it through their eyes a lot of the time. We see their impediments to things, even as basic as being able to come to the office on a daily basis because of gang activity, roadblocks, demonstrations, access to fuel.
Pray along with World Concern that the church in Haiti will be a light for the whole country. We have each day's prayer theme listed at missionnews.org. And a new wave of refugees sweeps Europe. MNN's Katie Harth has our next report.
Khalid, a Druze refugee from Saudi Arabia, thought he was free when traffickers brought him to a European capital last year. But instead of dropping him off at a hotel, they brought Khalid to an abandoned warehouse and proceeded to torture him for weeks. When family members wouldn't pay the ransom, traffickers considered killing Khalid and selling his organs. Read the full report at our website to learn how God helped Khalid escape. Today, he serves the Lord through a local ministry. Funds from Christian Aid Mission help this ministry and others care for refugees as they enter Europe. You can help believers reach refugees for Christ at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.